I have to speak a hard word now. But you know, when we can't, when we can't do any of these things, we just show how small we are.
Right.
See, that's the truth. We just show how small we are. We just prove that our heart needs to be enlarged. That our heart is too small.
Amen.
And that we need to say, Lord, enlarge my heart.
Amen.
Really? So we need to dwell with one another with understanding. It just doesn't happen to be our God-given right never to do the dishes. Or to all the other things that were mentioned. Make the bed, vacuum, take the trash out. Help with the dishes sometimes. Change the diaper sometimes. Barely so. Well, you know, the more we grow in the Lord, of course, neither the husband or the wife, we all know, should be the center of the home. But the more we grow in the Lord, the more we love each other. The more we grow in the Lord, the more we love each other with a real love of the Lord. It's transferred from, it gets more and more transferred from the soulish realm to the real love of the Lord. And the more we grow, see, real spirituality, the test of real spirituality is whether we can make the bed and take out the trash.
Right.
That's the real test. Not whether we can answer a question that's asked in the meeting. That's no test of spirituality. Anybody with a quick mind can memorize that and do it just like that. See? But brothers and sisters who are married, the real test of spirituality is these things of transformation and real spirituality. These are the tests. See? Really so. Really so. Amen. You know, Ezekiel was a marvelous brother. Such a marvelous brother. And greatly used of the Lord. And he went through a lot of suffering to be used of the Lord. Ezekiel did. And one thing, there's nothing much said about Ezekiel's home. Except he was the son of a priest. And he was a priest himself. But there is one indication of what his home must have been like. And that is, the Lord himself said in Ezekiel 24:16, the Lord himself recognized that Ezekiel's wife was the desire of his eyes. And of course, in Ezekiel's case, he had to lose his wife for the Lord's sake. And it was a tremendous price to Ezekiel. Because God himself said that Ezekiel's wife was the desire of his eyes. That he really loved her that much. See, marvelous. sold. Neither party is the center but the Lord. And so we need to just cry to the Lord that we husbands dwell with understanding and that the wives in turn dwell with understanding. See, that we all grow in the Lord and that the home has the increase of Christ in every way. Well, such a home is then a place of shame to the enemy. Such a home is a place of shame to the enemy. A home, as we saw in Genesis the other day, the other evening, which is not caught in earthly things. You know, not an earthy home, but one that is above in the Spirit. One that's not earthy and food for the enemy, but above in the Spirit. Now, one more thing we want to spend a few minutes on, and then we're through. This is a long training. I guess you're getting tired. But anyhow, just a little word I've shared with some of you already about the mutuality among the couples. You know, all the couples need to get a building with each other. And this building of the couples with each other needs to be a strong base for the church life and the strong atmosphere for capturing people. See, if two or three couples are together and saved or unsaved, another couple is brought in, or if a single person, saved or unsaved, is brought into that group, if they see that these people are all one, if they see that they have a genuine affection for one another. See, a genuine building, a genuine relationship. See, not putting on a little religious act, but that the sisters are obviously glad to be together and obviously genuinely concerned for one another. Not putting on some kind of an act, but a genuine relationship. See, and that the brothers are really glad to be together, you know. Say there are two couples sitting in the room already, and another couple then comes in. And sitting here also already is a couple that is maybe saved, maybe unsaved, but contacts. Well, when that third couple comes in of the church, you know, if there's an obvious reaction, I'm not telling you this so you put on an act next time. Please. Please don't do that. But this is something to enter into and to pray about. When that third couple comes in, if there's an obvious, genuine reaction, you know, that the others are genuinely glad to see them, you know. And, well, the contacts sitting there, they can't avoid that. There's an atmosphere created that just grabs people. You know, we all can testify when we have been in the atmosphere of genuine relationships. It grabs at us. The best training for a young couple is just to be around an older couple who is happy and has a strong, genuine relationship. Amen. That's the very best training.
Really?
The very best. It's worth 10,000 words. It's worth more than all I've spoken tonight. As far as really getting a work done. See? It's not the preaching that's necessary. It's the being something. See? I know at times it has had a terrific effect on me to witness how brothers genuinely cared for one another. And how sisters genuinely cared for one another. It's marvelous. See? I tell you, this type of thing, if this is built up in a strong way, you won't have to worry about people coming into the church. You know. Why? Such an atmosphere is just like a magnet. You know.
It really is.
It's marvelous, this mutuality. So we really need to promote this, you know, among the couples and grow it. And of course, there's the material for the building. But to be built, it has to be together. See? So there's no way to do it without a certain amount of time, you know, being spent. Much grace, much love, much prayer, and so on. And the Lord then will build it up. This will be a marvelous gospel and a marvelous attraction for seeking Christians. Well, I hope it's clear. I didn't think I'd be so long tonight. But this was the last shot for now.
Yeah.
It's not so late yet that if some of you brothers have another point I missed or something, or if anyone has something to share, why go ahead.
Our mate's fault unexcused, you know? And it's like that, you know, that a lot of time that's got, you know, shot down with me. But, you know, the thing is like, a lot of it was not idealism. It's like, you know, it's like I have a bird's eye view as I'm in a couple, you know? And I'm not so involved. But I tell you, there's really an expression of Christ in some of the couples here, you know? And it's really a testimony of the church in San Diego.
Yeah,
and also, there's some that isn't, you know. But I, you know, really learned. I tell you, the couples that I can see that are really built around Christ as the center, there's just really something there. And it impresses me. And I know it's what people are going to be drawn to. You know, people come into the church and being exposed to the church life. It's something that's really going to impress them. And can't, you know, they can't help but be impressed with the expression of Christ.
Amen.
You know, and it's like, it's always easy to meet and take notes. But, you know, where did the notes get put, you know, when next week something comes up that we don't get to have our way? you know? And, you know, it's just that they need to be put into practice.
Right.
You know? So praise God that we can get the exposure and the church not to go off.
Amen.
You know, we already know this, but the relatedness between the couples is so attractive. My wife and I, the first time we stayed with any couples was in Los Angeles during a conference in 1969 or 70 or something like that, during Christ versus Religion. And we stayed with Dave Madison and Gisela. They're in Berkeley now. And with them was, staying with them from Texas was Don Rutmus and his wife. I forget his wife. And my wife and I came from San Clemente to stay with them. And we were thoroughly impressed. Boy, the way they were, and it was so real. Their fellowship was so real, so solid, and they had a good time together. And I can still remember the first night we were there, I remember laying in bed that night, and I remember saying something to my wife, something on the line of, I don't know exactly, but it was something like, man, do they have a good time? They really know the Lord. You know, something on that line. I was just so impressed with their relationship with one another. And it caught me. It really did. It fully opened me. You know, even I was a little critical when I went to Los Angeles that time because we didn't know what we were getting into. But the first day with them, I opened wide. I had no, because I knew what they had was real. And then one other thing about the best training for any couples is just to be around a couple with a good relationship. And not all of us will get that opportunity, and most of us won't. But I could really say the thing that turned my wife and I in our relationship was living a year with Max and Sandy in their house. I don't think you all get that experience, but boy, it was marvelous. Because of their relationship, and we just patterned ourselves after them. And that's exactly what anyone will do if you have that a lot of fellowship with them. Just automatically a pattern after you. And so that's why we need to get so related with other couples. Because our lives need to be uplifted.
Amen.
So when others come in, they'll just pattern themselves after us.
Amen.
And it's really that way. Just spontaneously they will. If what you have is real. And then just to follow.
Hey, Lord, I feel like we're in the tonight, which I'm both of us. Praise the Lord, yes, in my prayer. But, you know, I feel really in my spirit that if I'm not that attracted to my husband and he won't come out to the church, then I'm not in my spirit and the one that needs to be more in it. You know, that I just get so attracted to him that the Lord is, it would just be all over me.
Yeah, it's really something having your home open to hospitality, because we've had Carol's parents, and oh, they just have loved it so much that they were going to go back tomorrow, but they're going to stay till next week. They just don't want to leave. They got saved last night after the meeting.
They got saved?
The first day they even came, Carol was in the Life City ministry with them, just having her dad read them, and he was so open just to read them. For 2 days in a row, he was just reading Genesis 1 and 2, and just getting infused. Everything he was reading is really something. His wife was just encouraging him to read more.
Yeah.
But even at the table tonight, we were just calling on the Lord, waiting for Mike to come, and her dad was really touching the Lord. But something that in our home, you know, a couple got saved. It's really something that, you know, just that our homes be open for, you know, salvation, even for the Word, just to be open like that with her body.
Amen.
Well, I'm just reminded of the, you know, and we haven't had so much of an opportunity to have so many saints in or anything, but I can remember not too long ago when we had a couple in that, you know, they were Christians, probably, but from somewhere else, you know, and another couple and us, you know, were just entertaining them, you know. And you could tell when we got on something about the Lord, sometimes they were open and yet sometimes they weren't, but they were so open to our fellowship with them. You know, just just because we enjoyed each other, you know, as far as couples go, that the Lord was just flowing between, you know, the couples, and the enjoyment was so good that they couldn't help but just, you know, just enter in and enjoy it too, you know. And it's just, I'm reminded of that so many times, even, you know, during the weeks, you know, that it was just such an opportunity for us to, you know, just to see something about the building with the couples.
Amen.
You know, we really don't know how the pastor speaks to other people. I've been exposed to the church life for a long time, but I really haven't had too much of an opportunity to live in situations where there was a normal church life family. And when we went over to Auckland, we stayed with a young couple. So it was just normal in the church life. And it was really a healing for me to be in the atmosphere, you know, living in the atmosphere where there was a normal couple, where there was a normal heading up. The husband wasn't lording over the wife, but he was honoring her, and he was, you know, he was heading it up in a proper way, and what he said went, but not in a way that he was lording it. There was a consideration both ways. And I even know at night when I went to bed, I felt peace. I felt, wow. You know, it's really a testimony. It's much more than all that we can hear in the meetings. Just what was shared. We can hear so much, and we can know so much, we can see so much. But until we just don't know how much the testimony speaks and how much the testimony even heals and enters into the lives of others.
You know, we might think like the matters, little simple matters, like being courteous. You know, that's a slogan. But if we really went along with the inner life, we would be courteous.
Yeah.
You know, if we went along with the inner life, and we would guard the flow of life within us, our actions towards our wife or towards our mate would be different. We would speak differently. You know, we say please.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me.
Thank you.
Being courteous, you know, being a lot of little things according to the inner life. We may think it doesn't mean anything. And now that we've come into church life, you know, we just got all that. If you had it ever before. Really, according to the inner life, you know, Brother Lee, Brother Lee said in one of the books, you know, that if we went along with the Spirit, we would be refined. We'd be so coarse and so rough, and forget it, you know. But we went along with the inner life and the flow of life and the sense of peace and life. We'd be a lot different.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get to getting mad. We know if we got mad, we'd be out of it for 2 days. You know, we don't want to lose the flow of life. So we guard things. You know, we're more careful. If we really care for the inner life, we're really careful what we say. We're careful how we act. You know, you just can't say what you want if you care for the inner life.
Yeah.
Right. If you care for the inner life, you know, if you don't care for the inner life, you can say what you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you care for the flow of life, for the presence of the Lord, to experience the Lord, now you just so careful. Yes, dear. Really so. I tell you, it's really so. You care for the flow of life. And then something, you see, in the flow of life, and experiencing the Lord this way, something between you will increase.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Something between you will increase this way.
Yeah.
The building up. The love will be there. The building will be there. You know, in the matter of hospitality, I tell you, there's nothing such a rest and nothing such a healing to your marriage as giving hospitality.
Amen.
And that, you know, the sisters may think that they can't do anything in church life, and here they are, what, they're stuck to the kitchen. But let me tell you, there's nothing more precious than, as a ministry of the sisters in the kitchen, giving hospitality.
Yeah.
My, how many saints are touched if you who come through your home? And if coming through your home, they are just help, just at one point, you know, what a shame to the enemy.
Right.
Just at one point, they're helped in life. And do you know that it was by a couple that an apostle was mingled into the Lord's flow?
Right.
An apostle was brought into the Lord's flow just by one couple, Priscilla and Aquila. They brought him in and they showed him the way of God more perfectly possible. By a couple. It was not Peter and John, but a couple. So when we see the value, ministry in this way, this giving hospitality, there was a sister in Taipei who used to pray who she would have in her home. Who she would have. And Billy said, you know, he never saw a sister grow so fast. She would pray who she would bring in. You know, and as far as my experience with hospitality, is I get the rest when the saints are in our home. By when the saints are there and we're fellowshipping and we're serving them something, oh, I just resting.
Amen.
Oh, God, I just enjoyment. You know, you put me away in exile and I can't get any rest. But when the saints are there and we're fellowshipping and they're serving them something, oh, that's wonderful.
Amen.
Rest.
Amen.
You stay up all night to get real rest. But also, I appreciate what was shared about the principle of life. And I'll testify to it, that life will be the issue.
Amen.
Life will be the issue of hospitality.
Amen.
That kind of hospitality, life will be the issue. That's really good. It's true. Life will be the issue.
Amen.
You know, even tonight we had a couple couples into our home, and I experienced the real rest. You know, I can say, just having the saints in the home is you really get the rest.
Yeah.
I really experienced that tonight. It seemed like I got home a little later, you know, and I was running a little late, but with them there was such a rest.
You know, one thing else I want to testify about in San Diego, I think I've been in at least four or five local churches. But, you know, I don't think I've ever experienced where there has been the kind of hospitality. You know, for instance, if you don't get someone by Sunday, you probably won't get it.
Yeah.
I don't think, but I tell you, this is something really of the Lord. It's wonderful.
That there's such a
moving among all the saints.
Yeah.
Now, the only way you'll get somebody is to bring the whole house.
Yeah.
But where you and this kind of thing is just brought about by the Lord. And it's so healthy.
Amen.
So healthy. Isn't it good?
Amen. Yeah, it's good.
So healthy and so happy. And the kind of, when new ones come in into this kind of atmosphere, these people really care for one another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Amazing. It's marvelous. It really is. I don't believe I've ever seen this kind of, you know, I don't believe I've ever experienced in the church life this kind of way among all the saints. You know, generally a few, but here it's all the saints.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I like what Willie shared. He was having a hard time coming into the church, you know, in L.A. or whatever. But the couples that he lived with were the ones that helped him so much. I know that when new ones come and that are serious and that do return and keep coming, they're really watching us all the time, you know. Because I know myself, whenever I was in a home, what I wanted was something that was real in between the meetings, you know. Something that was lasting. And I even it's part of my testimony now, like just to a new sister the other night, she says, well, how did you find the church? And it just came out of me. I was just looking for a people who lived a life in between the meetings, who really just, you know, met together in the homes and just what I found in the church, you know. It's just so good that this fills in the gap, you know, where you have so many questions. All my questions really got answered when I got to the home, and not even in a literal way, but just by being in the presence of the saints.
Amen.
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 Well, I really believe, you know, by the mercy of the Lord, we have a good start.
Yes. Amen.
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 I really do. It's just a matter of taking these principles and building.
Amen.
Just going right on.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It will increase to something powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It has strength already, but it will increase to something more and more powerful.
Amen.
In the Lord's hands.
Amen.
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 You know, I know a couple that came in by confession. Huh? If you know what I mean. I just thought of them. In fact, I was thinking about them a lot. I wanted to write a letter to them. But Pat and Debbie Bradley.
Yeah.
Well, it was
right.
Couples that brought them in. And I tell you, after just a month or so, after they really came in, it was like they'd been there 5 years.
Yeah.
All their mannerisms, their house, everything they did was just like if they'd been in the church 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just completely took the couples that brought them in as their person.
Yeah.
And they just fit. And even today, they're a living couple in Atlanta. They're a living couple for the building.
Amen.
It's marvelous. The couples brought them in.
Yeah. And by doing that, they really grew fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really grew fast. Although they were very young. Because when they were already married and had a child, but when they came in, Pat was only 19.
Amen. You know, it was couples that brought me and a couple that brought me and my wife into the church. You know, it was their perseverance. You know, they're knocking on the door, you know, quite often. You know, they're coming around the house all the time or walking down the street and always saying hi. You know, and just some couples that were neighbors down the street. You know, that just really, really brought us, you know, to the church. You know?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am